The Fort Smith National Historic Site has created an online database containing information on the employees of the Federal Court for the Western District of Arkansas. The free searchable database includes records of various employees, such as deputy marshals, jailers, and cooks, who worked at the court from 1851 to 1896. The information has been available at the park for years, but Superintendent Bill Black explains the new database will make the records more accessible.
This database has been gathered up over the years, and it was just put in a folder or a binder, and there's a lot of them, a lot of the names in there that aren't referenced. We really don't know where the names came from or anything, and that's been kind of a reference for authors and students and everybody else that has studied the deputy marshals. So we've always worried a little bit about the how reliable it was. So, and then it's also, it was kind of a pain for us to pull it up every time somebody was interested. We'd have to, thumb through the pages, then come up here and get in the file and everything. So we thought that a database that the public could access from our website would answer a lot of these problems for us.
The database is searchable by the name of the court employee or their occupation. It also includes a list of those who were killed in the line of duty. The spellings of names can vary according to the source, so the database also lists alternative spellings if they are known. Black says this information will be helpful to many people who are researching their family history.
Genealogy is increasing in popularity. You know, it's on there's even a prime time show on it now, you know. So genealogy, the research and the study of the old West are always popular subjects, and people demand a little more reliability from their books, especially the nonfiction books. And so this gives authors, students, everybody else an easy way to check. It also helps us out when people come in. We get people every week come in, want to know about their relative that was a marshal or worked for the park or something like that. And it helps us out. We can just let them look for themselves, or we can look ourselves real fast. So it's just a real nice, easy method to for the public to use. And the public is getting more and more used to using the web for these type of things. So we hope it drives a lot of traffic to our website. And hopefully, and eventually, these people that enjoy looking at our website will come and visit us in person.
Shortly after beginning work at the park, Black discovered he had a family connection to the court.
When I started work here, about 2 years later, I found out that I had a deputy marshal in my family that was here. So it's been fun to learn about him and study him. And I was, that was part of the reason, too, that there's people that probably have relatives here that have no idea, and they can just start looking at their family name, if nothing else, to see if there is a connection. So you never know who may have been here at one time.
Using several resources for documentation, officials began compiling a list of these employees in the 1970s. The Federal Court Employee Database is a continuation of that project. Not all records from this time period have survived, so the park relies heavily on documentation preserved at the National Archives in Fort Worth, Texas. Staff members at the Fort Smith National Historic Site also have gathered information from books and newspapers. Although the database is limited to the time period of 1851 to 1896, Black says there is a possibility the information could be added to by another organization.
We really commemorate the years from when the court moved here and to Fort Smith in 1871 up until Judge Parker died in 1896. That's the period we're interested in. However, the U.S. Marshals Museum and the U.S. Marshals Service, their historian, has been offered this database if they want to expand it past that. We've developed it, we would be happy to loan it to them. So hopefully when the Marshals Museum gets built, they will have something similar to this, if not this, for the deputies on up to the present day if they want.
Black says he hopes the public will not only use the database, but help ensure its accuracy as well.
The most important thing the public can do for us is check it out and see if it matches their understanding of their relative or the person they might be studying, and provide us with any clarification, changes, updates, And of course, we would love to have some photographs of these individuals.
To access the database, visit fosmcourtdatabase.nps.gov. To contact the Fort Smith National Historic Site, call 479-783-3961. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.